Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 14. But before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word. We do pray that you would encourage our hearts, that you would bless the Word to us, that we might grow in grace and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 14, picking up at verse 7. Now, he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honour, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honour, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Well, this is part of a sort of threefold teaching. We're going to get this parable here. We're going to get the teaching of Jesus about who you should invite to banquets. And then we're going to get a parable about the great banquet feast. And all three of those in and of themselves teach some really important truths, which we're going to see. But also each one of them tie back to the event we saw last time in chapter 14, verse 1 through 6, with this healing of the man on the Sabbath. The context that leads into this, what Luke has drawn together, is the nature of this poor man and the nature of the Pharisees and the lawyers. So you remember from last time, the Pharisees and the lawyers were quite happy to leave this poor man with dropsy bound up on the Sabbath day because of some arbitrary laws that they had created. And Jesus had rebuked them and had set this man free. And now he goes into these three sections of teaching. And the first one is tied to what Jesus perceives around him. He looks around himself and he sees people taking the best seats. You can picture the scene, can't you? It's a dinner party, or maybe more akin for us would be a wedding banquet, a wedding celebration. You go to the reception, and maybe you've been to one of these, and they have preset seating, they have tables, and you find your little name on the board, and you've got a pre-assigned seat. But for some reason, you didn't see the assigned seats. So you walk in, and you just go and find your own seat somewhere. But you don't sort of just sit anywhere. You go up to the table right front and center, not the head table, because you're not that silly, but the one just in front of that would normally be reserved for a mother or a father or something like that. And you go up and you plonk yourself right there. And eventually what happens is the reception starts and someone comes up to you and says, "I think you're in my seat." And you get moved back to your own seat. But it happens in front of everybody. And you're shamed. Now, that might sound ridiculous to you. I know someone who had a very similar event where they turned up to a wedding to discover they weren't invited to the reception. A little bit awkward. And we had to inform this person that they weren't invited to the reception. They came for the wedding, but not the reception. And it was very awkward and uncomfortable, as you might imagine. So these things do happen. And Jesus proceeds to use this to teach. And he says to them, when you get invited, pick the lowest place, so that someone will come to you and say to you, "Come to the front. Oh, friend, come and sit up by me in the honored position." And then the reverse happens, right? Now you're honored in front of all of your friends and everyone pats you on the back. Now, it sounds a little bit like, and I've actually heard people do this, it sounds a little bit like what Jesus is giving us is a strategy to get exalted in front of everybody around us. You know, so we read this and we think to ourselves, so if I want to be exalted, what I need to do is pretend to be not exalted, and put myself in a poor seat, because then everyone's going to recognize how amazing I am and bring me to the front. Now, I'm fairly sure, I'm very confident that's not what Jesus was thinking. I don't think Luke was thinking, well, you know what, at this moment it would be really helpful to have Jesus inform everybody how to make themselves great. No, in fact, quite the opposite. So we get this statement that wraps it all together in verse 11. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now you might say to yourself, but that doesn't help, that just proves what I'm going for. Well, no, it doesn't, because what we're dealing with here is not so much the action, but rather what we're dealing with here is the state of the heart. If you go to a banquet and intentionally sit yourself in the worst seat so that someone honors you and brings you to the front, you're doing exactly the same as the person that just goes and sits at the front. You're attempting to worship and exalt yourself. You think too highly of yourself, as the Apostle Paul would say. And we can so subtly do this. We can begin to think that we are really the important ones in the room, that we are the ones that everyone ought to look to, that we are the ones that everyone ought to honor. And it's right at this point that you begin to see the connection between this section and the section that went just before it. What was wrong with the Pharisees and the lawyers? The Pharisees and the lawyers thought so highly of themselves that they couldn't bring themselves to lower themselves from their own expectations, their own pride, their own godlessness in order to help this man with dropsy. No, they wanted to cast him out, leave him bound up by the devil, and not even allow the Lord Jesus Christ to heal him. You see, they were so proud that they couldn't see the greatest need in the world. Here is a man with dropsy who is the epitome of someone who is humbled, and he has come to God, to the worship of God's people, as a humbled, lowly person. And what have they done? Driven him further low, as they have exalted themselves up instead. And so Jesus here is savagely rebuking the attitude of those who would exalt themselves at the expense of others, rather than lowering themselves at the benefit of others. Which is exactly what Jesus came to do, right? Jesus deserved to have the highest seat, the best place, to be honored by all. But he would come and lower himself, humble himself, taking the form of a servant and even laying down his own life so that you and I might be set free. This is our God, the servant king. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your love and mercy. We pray that you would help us to embrace the servant heart of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.